Welcome to your five for today. There were once two brothers who lived on adjoining farms. For many years they worked together, sharing machinery, helping each other at busy times, and generally giving each other support. But one day, a rift appeared between them. As is often the case, it began with a very small matter, but it escalated into an acrimonious argument, and finally a major row, until the two brothers would not even speak to each other. One day, the older brother was preparing to go to market when there was a knock at the door. Opening the door, he saw a man carrying a bag of tools and wearing a pleasant smile. "Good morning," said the stranger. "I'm looking for work. I was wondering if you had any odd jobs I could do for you." The older brother smiled grimly. "As a matter of fact, there is a job you can do," he replied. Pointing across his land, he said, "Do you see that patch of ground just beyond my barns? Well, that was open fields a week ago, but my so-called brother put his digger on it and rerouted the river so that I couldn't go anywhere near his land. He just did it to spite me, you know." The carpenter nodded. "So what do you want me to do?" he asked. "I want you to build me a fence right along the boundary between him and me," he declared. "I want it 8 feet high. I'll show him he can't treat me that way." The carpenter nodded again. "Think I get the picture," he said. "Where can I find the materials?" "All the timber and fittings you need are in the barn. I'm off to market, so I'll settle with you when I get home." The farmer departed, and the carpenter set to work. He worked hard all day, and was just finishing as the farmer returned home that evening. The carpenter met him at the gate and led him out to see the finished structure. As the farmer looked, his eyes popped, his mouth fell open in disbelief, for what he saw was not a fence, but a fine bridge reaching right across the newly dug waterway. Turning on the carpenter, he shouted, "I didn't ask you for a bridge, you idiot." "Please turn round, sir," said the carpenter quietly. "What?" came the surprised reply. "Please turn around," the carpenter repeated. Puzzled, the farmer turned, and there, coming across the bridge, was his younger brother with tears in his eyes. The young man walked up to his brother and, looking him straight in the eye, said, "My dear brother, how could you build this bridge after all I've said and done? I'm truly sorry for all the hurt I've caused. Can we please go back to where we were before?" The older brother simply nodded and held out his arms to his brother. As the two embraced for the first time for many months, the older brother looked sideways to see his carpenter nodding with a look of total satisfaction. Without uttering a sound, the carpenter mouthed the words, "Job done." In our lives we can build many fences and walls, but the greatest one we have built is the wall between us and God. We build it every day by the things we say, think, and do, which are wrong. The building is fueled by selfishness, pride, and stubbornness. Once built, that wall cannot be overcome. But God in his love has built a bridge to us, a bridge that was constructed through his Son Jesus. For by his life and death, Jesus opened up the way to God, to life, and to everlasting peace. Thank you for listening.